Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. A couple things. We're waiting on Kurt Schlichter, who you find at townhall.com. Brilliant guy, writer, new book, The 21 Biggest Lies. I guess for, you know, you got a amount of pages with a publisher about President Trump. And I would agree with what he has as number one, because it's the worst one. Is it the most frequent? Yeah, pretty much. It's a go-to over these 4 years. He's a racist. He's a stone-cold racist. They've stopped with the dog whistle and all that stuff now. That is number one. But it is a complete list. He's been able to be the shiny object that gets Christians all revved up to eternal damnation. That's still in there. All right. It's always a pleasure. He is both a military guy, colonel, a trial lawyer, and a agent provocateur as a writer extraordinaire at townhall.com. And his new book, The 21 Big Lies About the Biggest Lies About the President. Let's go to Kurt Schlichter here on Talk Radio 1210 and bring him back in. What is the problem here, Dan? Oh, he's good. You did. Okay, yes. Hi, Kurt. Welcome in.
Sam, hold on. No, it's the NSA trying to silence me, but, you know, hear my voice.
Hey, Kurt, congratulations on a great new book. Did the publisher limit you from the top 1,000 lies about President Trump?
Well, I could have gone on. I could have done the second 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you, part two, electric boogaloo, but you can't say boogaloo anymore.
Right.
I don't even know what boogaloo means.
Yeah.
So
I like your number one lie. That is it. That is the capstone. I don't know if it's been said the most, but it is the thing that is the most damaging, that he is a racist. What do you say about that, Kurt?
Well, I think it's certainly damaging in the cultural sense. There's nothing more poisonous. But I think it's kind of becoming almost a punchline as people become aware that this whole, you know, accusation is so often just a joke. So you'll have, like, kids in the back of your car, and then one of them will, like, kick the other. Stop kicking me. That's racist. And they'll start laughing. But it's also so, I mean, I would ask these people, would you pick Donald Trump you're talking about? Is he this, kind of cat-stroking guy who lives in a volcano lair and is, you know, planning evil and trying to, make money and be surrounded by, pretty girls and stuff? And then suddenly he puts all that aside to me.
Kurt, let me take you to one that showed a lot of insight on your part. This isn't just the usual, you know, you throw it together in 5 seconds list of all the stuff the left has said. There are a couple in here that the smarter people on the other side try to deal with. They think this will move the needle a little bit. Maybe it's the Never Trumpers. I'm not sure. He's not a real
conservative.
Yeah. He's not a real conservative. Why is that one of the big lies?
I have a special place in my heart for the Never Trumpers, the cruise
yes.
ship conservatives. You know, ahoy, you losers. if you look at it, Donald Trump is the most conservative president since Ronald Reagan. He's done more conservative things since Ronald Reagan, or maybe even more than Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump is not a conservative like the, you know, the bow-tied wearing sissy guy who, read the Weekly Standard and enjoyed watching George Bush fail. He goes out there and he actually does it. He actually goes out and fights for conservative things. And that drives these guys crazy, because the whole premise of these Never Trump guys is their concern was, we want to be part of the party. You know, if Bill Kristol called the White House during the Bush years, he got right through. Yes, sir. Right there. Here you go. Here's the president. They're mad because now they don't get through. He calls the White House now. It's like, oh, no, you're not getting through. But I did love you in City Slickers, Bill Kristol.
That's a great line. Two Bill Kristol folks. Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I put it this way, Kurt. You and I, you know, I've been to the Oval Office with Trump for 50 minutes, and I know you've been around it. I don't know that he has a conservative agenda. He could articulate that, but he's governing on conservative principles par excellence, checking box after box. That's all that really matters at the end of the day.
Well, he's kind of a he has kind of a bar philosophy, right?
Yeah,
he has like the common wisdom of a guy drinking a Yingling down at the saloon, and if you go and talk to him, you're like, hey, what do you think of Afghanistan? Well, if we ain't gonna win, let's get the hell out. My buddy Dave got his boy shot there in the leg. It was in the airborne, got shot. If we ain't gonna win, let's get out. Well, that seems pretty sensible to me. But you get one of these Washington establishment types, and he's, well, we need to exercise the elements of military and diplomatic and information power to coagulate a giant core. Relation, it's like, shut up, okay? You make no sense. All you've done is fail. And now, that's what all these guys have done is fail.
Exactly right. And no more recent – well, we'll see about his Supreme Court picks, Kurt. I got to say, at the end of Trump's 8 years, I don't know I'm going to be given an A-plus for the picks that he made, but I know right now it's beyond a D-minus for George W. Bush's pick of John Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Souter 2, The Revenge.
Yeah.
He's been, look, I'm a trial lawyer here in Los Angeles, so I have to deal with, like, the fallout of this stuff. And I'm getting really sick of being told, we have to get someone who will obey, who will follow the law and apply a textualist, originalist analysis to things. No. I just want somebody who's going to vote my way.
What it comes down to. Says, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. I want a guy who understands that when the Constitution says we have freedom of speech, you get freedom of speech, freedom of religion, you get freedom of religion, keeping bare arms, you get to keep and bear arms. There's no asterisk, no maybes, no footnotes, okay, and no invented stuff. Oh, I found a right in here. You know, you have a right for me to pay for your, you know, gender studies degree. Wow, I didn't know that. So that's 17th Amendment or something. I'm so tired of that. And I'm so tired of people like Roberts, who seem to be more interested in not getting hassled at a Georgetown cocktail party than going in and doing their damn job.
That's it, exactly. But what's your my most interesting lie about Trump? Because it comes back to all the time, essentially, that he corrupts Christians.
Yeah, because, you know, you look at here's the thought process, and it's all by these pseudo-intellectual blue state type people who think that Christianity is kind of in Christianity. Jesus is kind of like a holy Santa Claus who gives you presents if you do good deeds. And that's like that's what they think Christian theology is. So they're stunned to find, Dom. They are shocked to find that some Christians are actually flawed people. That some Christians are not perfect. And of course, the whole, which is of course the entire premise of the religion, that everybody is flawed, that everybody has made mistakes, that everybody can find salvation through Jesus. And of course, you know, Jesus didn't surround himself by a bunch of really, popular folks. Okay. You had like a tax collector and stuff. Okay.
Exactly.
Not popular dudes. You know, prostitutes, poor people. You know, he was not there to save the whiny woke wine women. All right, who are reading wine for white fragility and driving Volvos.
Exactly right.
Okay? Kurt, he was there for everybody else.
Out of all these lies to choose from, what's your favorite? When you were writing the book and you were digging into, what would you point to listeners where this was a favorite of yours? Because maybe it's not paramount, like he's a racist. What did you like?
Well, look, my personal favorite's number four. Donald Trump is Putin's pet, and so are you, because remember, the ANU is important.
Yeah.
This is all about us. Donald Trump's just an avatar for us. Putin's pet is really important because, you know, I was an Army colonel. I was, like, literally in the Cold War, I was literally in West Germany, shivering outside of Stuttgart in a fighting position, and my orders were die in place, fight till relieved if the Russians come. I actually trained Ukrainian soldiers and served with them overseas in Kosovo, the Ukrainians who are like literally fighting the Russians. Okay, I know how to command a battalion and to destroy a Russian motor rifle regiment. So when I'm told that I am not tough enough on the Russians by some 24-year-old guy with a goatee who writes for Vox and can't do a push-up, I find that super special.
Oh, God. Great stuff. Hey, Kurt, where's the book available? And find bookstores. Well, they're not open right now. So online, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump. Where do we go?
Okay, look, just go over to Amazon and buy the thing. And you should buy like two of them, because I know you've got a liberal neighbor. You got some, you know, your brother's bratty daughter who insisted her pronouns are they and them. She's coming to Thanksgiving. You want to get one of these because you want to give it to her. Help her find her way, because otherwise she's going to be a loser and make him even more disappointed than he already is, which you thought was impossible. But it isn't. Get my book, 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. Save your niece from a fate worse than death.
Thank you, Kurt, very much. Have a great weekend. Thanks for a great book.
You too, my man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.